Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Time of the week when we celebrate someone who's making something in this country, and it's got an interesting one for you this week. We're looking at vertical farms. Now, traditionally, the strawberry growing season winds up about now, and the locally grown varieties disappear. And if you want strawberries, well, you have to buy the expensive, often dull-tasting imports. But today we're going to meet a so-called counter-seasonal grower called 26 Seasons. They're going to start harvesting in the next couple of weeks. And their trick is growing the plants hydroponically in an old carpet dyeing factory. Chief Executive Grant Leach joins us now. Hi, Grant.
Hi, Jesse. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Nice to talk to you. And we're really interested in these vertical farms that you've sort of pioneered here. Can you tell us a bit about them?
Yeah, look, absolutely. So the jargon is we're a controlled environment vertical farm. And if you were to walk in, what you see is a whole lot of racks vertically stacked in our situation, five high, and under or above each rack, rather, is artificial lighting, LEDs with the plants sitting in that, and then the nutrition running down constantly in a proprietary formula through the rack. So what we're aiming to do there is extend the growing season, perhaps what was 4 to 5 months, to an all-round possibility, so that you, as the consumer, get the option of the freshest, sweetest berries all year round.
Did it take you long to get this growing system right?
Yeah, it's 4 years. 4 years. Gosh. Our system is, it's reasonably temperamental. We say that it's like running the Red Bull F1 Formula car. You know, once it's highly tuned, it's phenomenal, but you've got to make sure it's tuned all the time. Yes.
Yeah, tell me about that, because on the surface of it, it's quite simple, right? Some UV light and some nutrients.
Yeah. Look, to be honest, I wish it was that simple. So from our perspective, what you do is you're trying to integrate a number of things to work harmoniously, being mindful that you're doing it in a what we'd classify as an artificial environment, a warehouse with no windows. And you've got that lighting system with specific colours and intensity and duration of light. Then sitting under that, you've got natural pollination. Then you've got to get your airflow right so it's not too hot, not too cold, no humidity. Then you've got nutrition that changes according to the growth stage of where the plant's at. Then you've got pest management. And then trying to integrate all of those at any one time becomes very, very tricky because the plant's not static. It's a biological organism that, you know, changes every day. And so that's where the mastery comes in from our perspective, is to make sure that we can do that so that we can extend that season.
Did it take you long to get the economics right? Because ordinary strawberry farmers don't have to pay for the sun, but you do have to pay the electricity to run the lights. How long did it take to work out whether you were going to get a return on your investment?
Look, we'll do it this year. We'll crack it this year. It's taken 4 years to get it right. And the hardest thing with any vertical controlled environment, vertical farm, be it New Zealand or be it offshore, is to actually get a commercially viable yield. And that's why they burn so much cash. If you do a Google search, we'll get it right this year. And that's been the difficult thing, is to actually be able to produce a yield, to your point, that actually covers the operational costs, because it's expensive when you have to switch your sun on every day.
Who are you growing them for?
You, hopefully, with your great food taste. So in terms of, we're primarily growing for supermarkets. So last year we were in the New Worlds and Pack and Save for our grade twos, New Worlds for grade one, Woolworths for our grade ones, and also in Faro. And this year we'll stretch that and go into food service.
So are you a tech company or are you a farming business?
Yeah, really good question, right? I mean, that's the one that I think you could look at it from either perspective. The tech is the thing that allows us to extend the season, to get the commercially viable yield, but ultimately you're a grower first and foremost. And then what you're doing is you're wrapping it around with technology that allows you to do what hasn't been done before. I don't think you can have one without, you can't say you're one without the other.
So, I mean, one option is to export the berries, but the other option is to export this technology that you've come up with or this perfected system. Is that a possibility for you?
Look, absolutely. And that'll be our point of difference. Our aim is to always grow local and deliver the freshest berries all year round or up to all year round anyway. So what we'd be doing is that we'd be setting up our particular operation and our system right on the fringes of each of the cities. And to give you an example of that, we're looking at Southeast Asia, growing in Malaysia for the Singaporean market and also the Middle East market, putting the tensions aside for the moment. UAE and the likes of Saudi are very keen because for both of those environments, food security is a key issue where they've imported so much and they've been exposed, climatically as well as geopolitical issues.
Any reason you'd need to stop at strawberries, or might you be able to grow other things as well once you've got this tech right?
Yeah, look, great question, Jesse. We've got an R&D facility and we're testing other berries right at the moment because one great thing about retailers is they love what we do. But the next question is, what else have you got in the pipeline? So the aim is that we'll go into raspberries, blackberries and blueberries over time.
Good stuff. Great to hear another New Zealand success story, Grant. Good luck for the future and thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Jesse.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.